producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's how you do it, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Kiki, who is certainly not unusual in that she's, let's say what's usual and what's not usual. She's a relatively young single mom in her early 30s. She's got four kids. The oldest is 13. She's got a good job working for dad, wants to have her own company, and she says she's lonely, and I'm saying, you have to think of yourself differently. And it's not just you, Kiki. I actually had a woman who called me, and she said, I'm so miserable, you know, I want a man. And I said, look, if I told you that 10 years from today, 10 years to the day, you're going to meet the man of your dreams, the two of you are going to be insanely happy, could you figure out what to do for the next 10 years to make yourself happy and healthy and be ready? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, okay, do it, because one of two things is going to happen. Either you'll meet somebody or you won't. If you do, I mean, you're going to be in much better shape than you are now, because you're not nearly as whiny. And if you don't, you're still going to be in better shape, because think about the 10 years that you've spent doing all the things you wanted to do. And I would say a similar thing to you, except I want to give you a little bit more help than that, of what kinds of things, if you knew that you had a week, what kinds of things would you do?
Travel, or just experience maybe like the outside or the arts within the community, spend time with my kids, like go bring them, like my mom used to do, bring them to the Rose Gardens or to look at this.
Okay, well, let's start that. What you need to do, this is a great time of year because you've got pumpkin festivals, and you've got the leaves turning, and then you're going to have Christmas decorations. So sit down with your kids and let them get involved as well, because that'll be fun for them and fun for you. And maybe give each their four kids and you. So everybody take a 5-week cycle and figure out one excursion to do. And whoever's in charge of that. How old's your youngest?
She's 7.
Great. She's old enough to do it as well. So let everybody have 1 week and assign them the week, and they get to plan either the Saturday or the Sunday about where they're going to go and what they're going to do, and so it becomes a family event. Then in terms of you need some time for yourself, so figure out maybe some adult activities, and presumably you have some friends, yes, male or female, that you may be neglecting because you've got all these other... So make sure that you kind of... Yeah, slot them in a couple times a month.
You're brilliant, Dr. Joy. Everything that you're telling me and saying is just like resonating with me, and I really appreciate your advice.
Well, wait, there's more. Okay. All right, so then we got friends put in. Begin a plan, and maybe even take in the winter semester a plan on running your own business or starting your own business, because every junior college has them, every community college has them, and first of all, you're going to meet people of like minds. And you can begin planning for what your plan is. I mean, I think it's great that your dad trusts you and wants you, and there's an income stream there and yada, yada. But you also want to have something that's yours. And so begin planning for that. And as you know, something like 90% of new businesses fail in the first year because they're undercapitalized. Well, you're not going to do that, because you're going to have some time to set things up and also have a plan. And you're not going to go into this wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. You're going to go in knowing what you're doing. And classes are a great way to meet people. As I was talking with Aaron the first hour, the thing about classes is you've got everything in common. So it's very easy to reach out to people and say, you know, can you explain Pythagorean theorem or something? I mean, because there's something to talk about, you have a lot in common. And as far as I'm concerned, write up a profile of yourself and go on eHarmony or Match. But my guess, before I do that, I would sort of make my life exactly is a strange word, but I would make my life more appealing so you're doing the things that you want to be doing. And so, because my guess is that if you had a week to live, there would probably not be a guy involved in it other than your son and maybe your dad, and maybe there's also a friend or a next door neighbor. But you're okay, And if you get sort of weepy about this, which everybody does sooner or later, that you can remember my favorite story of being about, I don't know, it was a while ago, at Christmas night, not Christmas Eve, but Christmas night, of being at a party where everybody was coupled up, and most people had kids, and there was this one woman who had recently, I don't know if she was separated or divorced, but she was apart from her husband, and he was the boss of a lot of people at that party, so he was a big deal. And she had no children, and she'd recently at least separated and maybe divorced. And the hostess, in a moment of sheer idiocy, went up to her and said, "Wow, this must be really hard for you. It must be really lonely." And I've never forgotten what she said, partially because the situation, I'm just cringing. I'm saying, how can you say that to somebody? And she's really an idiot. And but the woman's response was, "You know, I've never been as lonely since I've been single as I was in that marriage."
True. Wow.
And honey, you've been there, done that. So you already know that a man is not the answer. He's not the problem, but he's not the solution either. So make your life work for you, and if somebody wonderful comes along to share, groovy. If they don't, your life's still working very well for you. And think of yourself not as a bachelorette, because what a terrible term. Just think of yourself as a bachelor. You know, I come and go when I want. Think of your. Nobody ever felt sorry for George Clooney.
I know. You know, so that, should, like that movie, act like a lady, think like a man, kind of. Or,
yeah, I mean.
I guess the term.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, the point being that your life is fine, and where it's not fine, make it better. Because, and everybody says, you know, you're most likely to find someone you are not looking. Because think about it. If you go into a party and you see somebody who looks just desperate, you're going to avoid that person like the plague. And most of us are perfectly nice people. I'm probably the only person who will go over to them, but I'm already figuring out my exit strategy. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do here? So, I mean, you go to the person who looks like they're having a great time and looks like they're fun. And so just be that person.
Right.
Right? And call me in a couple of months, but start with a plan and get your kids involved, because their enthusiasm will help you as well. And especially, you know, what you want your daughters to grow up thinking, you don't want your daughters to go through what you've gone through. You don't want them pregnant at 17. No. You don't want them in an abusive relationship. And the only way to know that is for you to be, I am woman, hear me roar.
And I try to, like, show them that and then keep my, like, personal life separate. So I hear exactly what you're saying.
Well, and it's not even, I mean, look, right now, I agree with you. I think if you started dating somebody tomorrow, that your kids should not be involved with them or even know of their existence, really. I mean, you don't hide it. But the specifics about it, until you're relatively certain this dude's going to be around. Because, as you know, kids fall in love. And, you know, they so, but that's not to say that there aren't family friends, there aren't relatives. There are next-door neighbors. There are people to have wonderful times with. And because this country and many countries are moving more and more toward marriage as an option, not as a necessity, that there are more and more, there are travel groups, there are meet-up groups where just people get together and do whatever they take photographs, or they go on hikes, or they go on trips. Or I mean, so there are lots of people around to play with. But make sure that your life makes sense to you. And then, because, look, I remember a friend of mine who was always, she was always going to bars, and she didn't drink. And so I said, well, if you meet somebody at a bar, I mean, what are you going to do? Because he's there presumably because he wants to drink, and you're there because you want to find somebody, and he's going to make the assumption that you want to drink too. So you're already, before you've ever had a date, you both are in trouble.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So, yeah, do what makes sense to you. Decide till the end of this year, for the next couple months, which we've got 2 months left. You're going to do exactly, and that's not to say abandoning your children or doing nutsy things, but you're going to make your life, view it as an art project. You're going to make this the best canvas of a life that you've ever done. You're going to spend some time in it. You're going to invest in it. You're going to think about it. And call me before the end of the year and tell me how you're doing.
I definitely will, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, kiddo.
I'm going to make you proud.
Well, I already am. Make you happy and me proud will be a great duo, all right?
Talk to you soon. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. Look, think of your women. Think everywhere. Think of yourself as George Clooney. See what happens. 855. George didn't know he's going to be a role model for women. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY. Now available to own on DVD.
Well, that's cute. That's a newbie, huh? There we go.
Yeah, I thought that one was kind of appropriate.
I like that one. All right, let's see what we've got coming out on DVD this week. let's see if there's anything. Begin Again. That's a really cute movie. With Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley, who play, they're not exactly lovers. This is kind of an interesting movie because it's kind of a love story that doesn't really involve sex particularly. She is a musician that has come to America with her creepy boyfriend, who basically dumps her and goes to Hollywood, and she's clearly the power behind the throne. And she sings, as far as I know, is really cute. Her boyfriend is played by Adam Levine, and he is just snarky as the very Dickens. So we kind of, and Haley Steinfeld is in it, believe it or not. Catherine Keener plays Mark Ruffalo's ex. James Corden, who's terrific. James Corden is just a wonderful actor. Apparently he's getting a new TV show or something. And the idea is that, you know, how do you find your true self? And I mean, the idea is a little silly because they're going to play in the street like that hasn't been done before. But Begin Again really is charming. I think you'll like it and be surprised with the sweetness of it. Let's see what else we've got here. This is a week for kind of scary movies more than anything else because it's Halloween. And it's also, we're just before the award season in terms of movies coming out. So it's kind of an odd thing. A retired assassin's, the prince is a retired assassin's drawn back in the life he gave up when his daughter's kidnapped to rescue him and must confront his former rival. Sorry. This was an odd movie. Jason Patrick, Bruce Willis, John Cusack. I mean, this was just plain odd. Although
I saw a preview, I thought it looked really strange. Yeah,
it is, strange is actually probably the nicest thing you could say about
okay.
it. And Bruce Willis keeps taking stranger and stranger roles. I mean, and he's getting
older
and older.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it is an issue, I guess, once you've been a leading man, of where do you go from here?
Sure.
And there's not an obvious answer. I mean, to a certain extent, it's interesting that it's becoming the same issue for men than it's always been for women. It's after a certain age, you know, what's your shelf life? So, I mean, believe it or not, let's see, Wish You Were Here. Let's see what we said about Wish You Were Here. This is the one, didn't do very well. This is Zach Braff and Kate Hudson. All right. The movie that I would certainly send you to this week is the one with Mark Ruffalo, who's really having a resurgence. Begin It Again. The soundtrack is cute. I think you may actually like it, which does not necessarily mean that you will, but it's the best of the group this week, I think, and which isn't a great week for movies. I think there's one more here that. This one's awful. This is Life of Crime, based on the Elmore Leonard novel The Switch. It stars Jennifer Aniston, John Hawks, Will Forte, Mark Boone, the wife of a corrupt real estate developer. Tim Robbins is kidnapped by two common criminals, Yazin Bey and John Hawks, who intend to extort him with inside information about his crooked business and offshore accounts. The husband decides he'd actually rather not play the ransom. Didn't we see this before with Bette Midler and DeVito?
Yeah, right, DeVito, right, good point.
Right?
What was that movie again?
It wasn't Hollywood Wives. I'm trying to remember. Something People.
I'm
going to
look it up quick.
Could only come with the mind of Elmore Leonard. The problem is everybody is awful in this. I mean, it's just, I don't know if it's the director, and it's also surprisingly violent.
Ruthless People, that's what
yes,
we're
thank
yep,
you.
Yep.
And Rufus People was at least funny. This one is just kind of sad and kind of over the top. And, and it's violent. I mean, Elmore Leonard writes kind of weird stuff to begin with, let's face it. But so it's an interesting movie that doesn't work very well. I mean, at best, that's probably the best thing you could say about it. But it does, I mean, it does have that impressive cast. But there are a bunch of, there's a movie coming out that I won't even review for you, like, because it's that basically... is an unbelievable cast and an unbelievably lousy movie. Let's see what they have. Oh, this one they didn't even bother to they didn't even bother to review. So basically, you've got a bunch of not very good movies coming out this weekend. But I think Begin Again is probably, as I said, it's kind of a romantic comedy without any sex in it at all, of two people who kind of find kindred spirits. And in some ways, it's the perfect movie for Kiki, because this woman has been, she's followed her man around the world and sort of exists in his shadow, even though she is the strength and the power and the creativity behind mm-hmm. his abilities. And he dumps her and then decides he wants her back. And you can figure out about this. But the fun part about it is Keira Knightley, in a way you've never seen her before, and Mark Ruffalo. Mark Ruffalo is one of those people that he's just in the new movie Foxcatcher. He plays with Channing Tatum and Steve Carell, which is a completely different version of him. But I think one of the things that Mark Ruffalo seems to be characterized in all of his movies is really an inherent sweetness. I mean, there's something about him, even when he's playing someone who's not very nice.
Yeah, he
but
does
there
kinda
is
have
kind
that,
of a sweetness about him.
Yeah, that just a good guy kind of vibe to him.
Yeah, yeah, I have no idea. I mean, look, he's an actor, but he's at least a convincing actor in that part. And in this particular one, it really works, even though... And I'm really glad that it sort of stayed as a relatively platonic love story, because he is married and he's clearly on the rebound and he's clearly a lost soul. But the music and the two of them, actually, especially her voice, is surprisingly appealing, and the soundtrack is really good. So this is not, let me be honest with you, it's not a great weekend for DVDs, even though you may want to buy it. But the Christmas season is coming, where they do all the packaged ones of... Very,
yes.
of great TV shows. And my favorite stuff, believe it or not, for Christmas giving and the package set is the ESPN stuff.
Really? No kidding.
I have loved, they have sent me those for the last couple of years. The first year they sent them, I said, gee, thanks, guys, but, I really don't have time to review this. And while I like sports, and they said, just watch a couple. And they're terrific. So, they're some of the best they're some of the best documentaries.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask, if they're documentaries or...
They're all documentaries.
Okay, interesting.
But they're all, they're usually 30 for 30, and they have like Muhammad Ali, or they'll have a sports team, or they'll have a rivalry, they'll have Larry Bird, and I mean, they're all human interest stories that are based on sports situations or sports figures, and they're exceptionally well done. I mean, they're smart, they're slick, they're sort of the behind the scenes of why sports, sports does compel us and interest us and keep us involved. So they've been my choice for a stocking stuffer for years. I don't know if they're doing a separate or new one this year, but they're really worth looking into, and you can probably find the old ones on eBay for half the price. But they really are worth it. They're some of the best stuff around. So more stuff at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jeff, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Yes, hi. I'm a little bit nervous. I never really called before.
Well, you're welcome.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm not listening to your show live. I just called.
That's okay. Always allowed to do that.
Okay. I heard probably about a week or two ago.
Okay.
A lady called. She said that she was concerned about her son spending too much time on the computer, on
right.
YouTube.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah. I mean, it's not an infrequent
right.
question
and
or concern.
And you asked her, is he doing okay in school? And she said, is he doing okay in school? She said, yeah. And you said, oh, I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, no, he was asking a much different kind of question than that. He was saying she was worried about his social interactions and friends. And certainly one of the issues to worry about when kids don't have friends is the isolation. But he did have friends. He did spend time. The issue was she was concerned that the Internet was going to be a scary place for him. Not that he was spending a huge amount of time there, but that he was spending any time. harm there. So,
right.
Again, because the calls I get about kids and the internet fall into several different categories. One, sexualized and predators. One, isolation. They have no friends. One, they're doing the internet rather than school. So that particular one was that he did have friends, he was doing okay in school, he wasn't spending an inordinate amount of time, but she wanted to monitor what he was doing on the internet, and that was that specific call.
Right, I understand. I heard the whole call, and it seemed that she said she was just concerned in general that the internet is a dangerous place, and you said, mm-hmm. Everything, the whole world is a dangerous place, mm-hmm. and you have to let them make mistakes, but I think that you wouldn't send a 14-year-old to a rated R movie theater and give him a pass and say, it's a dangerous place. He's 14 years old. He's old enough.
Well, Jack, give me the point. I'm not sure that I sort of buy your metaphor there.
Okay, my point basically is that...
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay. Do you spend time on the internet?
Yes, I do.
How much?
Usually at work.
Do you mean for work or personal time that you're spending online at work?
Personal time, not that much. It's just from what I've known.
Is the internet part of your work?
Not much. It's a tool that I use. Not really.
All right. So, do you think the internet is dangerous for you at 25?
Well, it's dangerous for anyone that doesn't know how to use it correctly.
Dangerous in what way? Tell me, you didn't actually answer my question, so let's do two parts. Do you think it's dangerous for you?
No.
Okay, why is it not dangerous for you?
Well, that's not really my point.
Well, but I know, and I'm not sure what your point is, but...
Okay, let me just say my point. My point was that when she called...
I get that you weren't crazy about my answer to her question, but and you don't have to be, but I'm really trying to help you define what you think is dangerous about the Internet.
I think for younger people especially that are still, out there... exploring everything, especially kids. I mean,
so what specifically is dangerous as far as you're concerned about the internet?
Well, the internet has
no, Jack, I have a very specific question, and I really need a specific answer for you. I hear that you're passionate about this, but you need to define your terms. What do you think is dangerous about the internet for, and I'm not even sure what age kid you're talking about, but what do you think is dangerous?
That was 14 years old.
What do you think is dangerous about the internet?
The internet has everything that you wouldn't let a kid go to.
Yeah, but it also, but so does, as you point out, the grocery store. So does walking down the street. So does a bus. So does school. I mean, Jack, I think you need to, and again, I think you're missing the point of that call, which is the mom snooping on the kid. Do I think parents need to be aware that the world is a complicated place that has things that are age inappropriate? Absolutely. Do I think that there are dangerous things in the world? Absolutely. Do I think a parent's job is to protect the children, their children from dangerous things? That becomes trickier because I think what you really need to do as a parent is teach your children to protect themselves because, Jack, you cannot be with your child 24/7. And the more you try and give yourself that illusion, it's a false sense of security. It will make your kids sneaky. And so my concern is not, are there predators on the internet? Yeah. Are there predators in schoolyards? Yeah. Are there predators at church? Yeah. Are there predators at the grocery store, at the laundromat, at the child care center, next door? Yes. But what do we do then? Does that mean that we lock our children in the room thinking we're the only non-predators? No. We'll distort their lives. How as a parent of not only a 14-year-old, but a 4-year-old, or not only of a 14-year-old, but a 20-year-old who may feel very vulnerable, how do we protect our kids? And I think the answer is we give them information, we empower them, we give them a moral compass, which hopefully they will then adopt as their own. We keep an eye on them, we talk with them, we make them feel that they can talk with us, that we provide a net that says, and we provide some boundaries. But do we snoop on our kids? You start snooping on your kids, you're going to get information you can't use. The issue of trust goes out the window. And they're not going to learn anything. All they're going to do is learn to be sneaky. So that was the point of that particular call. Yeah, and the whole point being that, people deplore the fact that we're all so busy and everybody's plugged in. And I've been in restaurants where everybody is on the kids are on the iPad, the parents are on the phone, that the notion of kind of getting together every once in a while, because if you think about it, when your kids are worried about something, how are you going to figure it out? Well, if your notion is, well, I'll read their email, I mean, what does that mean about parenting?
Right.
Does that mean that they start opening your mail? I mean, you would not be amused about that. And they're going to be better at hacking into your computer than you're going to be about hacking into theirs. That the way that we know that people that we love are troubled about something or curious about something is we spend time with them. And when we spend time with them, they're much more likely, especially if we're not yelling at them all the time, and they have the sense that we are focused on them, is that they will talk with us about what's on their mind. And when kids get very quiet, or when kids go off by themselves, or when kids seem agitated, when kids can't sleep, then we can say, well, geez, something's going on here. Let's figure out what it might be. But the idea that somehow, and in fact, the movie that I talked with you about a couple weeks ago, Men, Women, and Children, which is not a great movie, and they're saying it's talking about the effect of technology on relationships, and it's not. It's talking about bad parenting. But the point being about bad parenting is that one of the people who is played by Jennifer Garner is sure that she knows exactly what's going on with her kid because she's snooping on, she looks at her phone. And so what the kid does is to develop a separate identity. I'm not giving away too much of the plot. And this happens fairly early on. But the idea being that there is no way of making sure that your kids are 100% safe. You cannot put the bubble around them. So one of the ways of making sure that your kids are safe, there are two different strategies. One is to spend time with them and know when things don't seem safe, when they don't seem happy, when things don't seem that their grades are dropping or right. that they're not happy or that their appetite has gone down or you just don't know where they are. I mean, those are all kind of warning signs. And the other is to empower your kids. If your kids feel that they don't have to be careful about the internet because you're snooping on them, they're either going to set up bogus accounts or they're going to scare the living daylights out of you or they're just going to be sneaky. So that, and it doesn't teach them anything. You know, the joke is if every time your kid climbs up on something, you're there so to pull them off, that they're never going to learn that if you fall off something that's, you know, 1 foot off the ground, you're really not going to hurt yourself. If you've pulled your kid down every time they climbed up on something, at some point they're going to climb up on that refrigerator. And that's a hard fall. It does remind me, however, this is my ornery little mind, of the joke where the father has his kid climb up on top of this really high, let's make it a refrigerator,
uh-huh.
and says, jump. And the kid says, no, Daddy, I'm afraid. And Dad says, no, I'm your father, jump. And this goes on for quite some time, which uh-huh. I will mercifully
sure.
save
sure.
you. So finally, the kid jumps, and Dad moves aside, and the kid hits the floor. The kid's sobbing, right. and he said, okay, first lesson of life, don't trust anybody.
Oh,
that's
wow.
a joke.
Yeah,
pay no
right.
attention to that joke.
Right.
But the
yeah.
point being that that our kids are going to learn by example. They're going to learn by experience. And what we need to do, as I said, is be the net that's there for them so that if they're doing something stupid, first of all, we're aware of it. We can help them look at their choices. But taking away their choices by snooping is not protective.
Right.
You know, it really isn't.
Ultimately, I mean, in my mind, if you're doing it right, you should know your child better than pretty much anyone in the world. So you should, like you say, you should know when these warning signs are coming up. And
well, and at least, or let me just sort of offer one other perspective on that.
Sure,
because yes
sure.
and no. I think assuming that you know what's going on with your kid, all you have to do is remind yourself of what you didn't tell your parents.
True.
You'll never know as a parent. I mean, the notion is that slaves always know more about masters than masters know about slaves. Because if you're the slave, if you have no power, the knowledge is survival. When you have the power, you don't necessarily need the knowledge because you have the power. So I think the assumption that you know what's going on, or everything, or even most of what's going on with your kids, but I think you're not going to know anything that's going on with your kids if you're snooping. I mean, you're only going to know what they essentially allow you to see or what's on their phone, and that's not going to be the totality of anything. Not to mention, I can remember at one point, for my generation, it wasn't so much what was on your phone.
The human body is extraordinary.
It wasn't the issue.
Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices, resources, like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, 855-99-3-7569. So, I did something I haven't done in a while. I went to Carnegie Hall last night. I know, practice, practice, practice. You know that joke? How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, yep. Practice. I had gone, actually, I've only been to Carnegie Hall, oh, I don't know, maybe half a dozen times. They did a huge renovation, you know, gazillion dollars. So the acoustics, believe it or not, the acoustics in Carnegie Hall at some point weren't very good. But they've gotten really terrific now, which is great. And this was somebody from the UN invited me to go. And it was something, you know, I'm fairly busy. And so when someone says, well, gee, let's go to a cabaret or let's go to ballet or something. Yeah, you know, I think, well, okay, I guess. I mean, I'm out so often. But I thought, well, look, you know, you movies and theater you do all the time and try to get them kind of you know, nudged in where they belong. But this one was at Carnegie Hall, and it was called Voice of Asia. And believe it or not, it was the Kazakhstan Astana Opera. And Astana is the new name of the capital of Kazakhstan, which is between Russia and China.
Mm-hmm.
And there, Kazakhstan, basically, the capital used to be called Almaty. But that was close to the Chinese border, so they moved it.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. Wow. It's a country. Did you know Kazakhstan is the ninth largest country in the world in terms of geography?
I did not know that.
I did
no.
not either. Yeah. It's got just under 18 million people, which is, you know, not huge. But think about being the ninth largest country and having that few people.
Yeah, only
people.
18. Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
There's
got to
be a
so,
lot of open space there.
A lot of open spaces. And a lot of, you know, I mean, those are two pretty scary kind of countries on either side of you. Sort of Russia trying
definitely.
To get to the Baltic and China trying to get to, I guess, everything. But what was fascinating about this was, first of all, the audience, most of whom were, I guess, from Kazakhstan there. So there are people who look somewhat Chinese and people who look somewhat Slavic. That was really an interesting combination. But the orchestra, the orchestra's huge. Like, they had, I think that the normal orchestra is like 120, and they're on a world tour, and they had a choir, a chorus that was like 50 people or something. It was huge. It was a huge group of people. But they did, what was absolutely fascinating is they did sort of a combination of things, because usually, you know, when you go to a, you know, to a concert, it's all, I mean, they may have different composers, but it's all the orchestra. This one had the chorus, and they had an a cappella group, and they had people playing native instruments. They didn't have any dancing, but they had costumes, they had operatic stuff. They had a terrific violinist, a young violinist playing Tchaikovsky in a violin concerto. So, and they were, the original program was, for the first part was 50 minutes, and there was an intermission, then 35 minutes. But the second part after the intermission was only the violinist. And I think everybody sort of viewed, somebody looked at the program and thought, there's going to be this mass exodus at intermission for this guy who was very talented. And he's just going to play, you know, Tchaikovsky for 35 minutes and to an empty auditorium. I wouldn't have left, I don't think. But so they put him second. But, I mean, and you can see, to me, one of the most fascinating things, although a lot of it was absolutely fascinating, because this is, these are people that I really don't know very much about. I mean, I studied in history, but, you know, all the stands, right? You just
right,
don't,
right.
You sort of group them together, which is, of course,
Uzbekistan, all those
things. Yeah, yeah, which, of course, is not very fair. But, and it's a very strange part of the world. Adrian Brody, believe it or not, introduced the conductor, because apparently he's been there a couple of times, and he got the biggest applause. I mean, he's not, you know, he's not from that part of the world. He's a native New Yorker, I guess.
Right.
But at one point, the last number that they played, and so what they did was they moved the violinist into the second slot, and they just went through without an intermission, which was great, because then it turned out to be about an hour and a half program. And that's all it was to begin with. It was a little shorter than that. But, you know, intermissions take 20 minutes, because everybody has to go to the ladies' room. Or the men's room. So I thought it was great. We got out a little bit earlier. But the last piece was Borodin. And I thought, they're saying, "Take my hand, you're a stranger in paradise." And I'm saying, but that was from Kismet. And that was done, like, I don't know, in the 50s or something in the United States.
Yeah, yeah.
So I Googled it. Thank goodness for Google. It turns out I was exactly right, that Kismet stole, I guess borrowed might be a better term, almost the entire, the entitled score from Prince Igor.
Really?
For the soundtrack of that movie, yeah, which was done 100 years after. Borodin lived in the, like, 1830s or something. He was only 50 or something when he died.
Yep.
But, and I said, that's Take My Hand, You're a Stranger in Paradise. I know, you know, I mean,
right,
I'm not a great music buff.
Sure.
And so I went and Googled it, and that's exactly what happened.
Is
that they said, yeah, that with a nod to nothing. They stole the music.
Yeah. I always enjoy that when they say, yeah, this person gave a nod to, or follow their influences.
An homage to Reed Stolen without paying.
Yeah, it's
but I mean, but it was a very interesting way to do a presentation of giving, and they did like they did Elijah Rock as a cappella, which is sort of traditional, sort of gospel music, and with these kids from. You know, from Kazakhstan. I mean, Kazakhstan, which it was really fun. So go to Carnegie Hall. I think it was a one shot deal, so you can't go and see it, but you can go to Carnegie Hall. I know, practice.
You know what? I got to sing in Carnegie Hall when I was in high school. Our choir sang in there. So that
well, apparently it's the big deal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody,
yep.
It's the place to go. So here's, yep. I remember the first time I did a talk back on a Broadway stage, which was, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, because I've probably done 3 dozen talkbacks since then, and I hadn't done any of the theater stuff that I'd done since then. And I went out, and the audience stays. It was on a Tuesday night when they used to worry about people not. Now everybody goes on Tuesday night because the curtain's an hour earlier, so that's everybody's favorite night. And all the restaurateurs were in the bars were saying, "Well, nobody will come because they wouldn't be able to have dinner." And everybody loves Tuesday nights. Anyway, this was a Tuesday night, and you know maybe 150 people stayed. And I went and I said, okay, this is my opportunity. And I sang tomorrow, we'll love you tomorrow, because I thought this is my only opportunity to sing on a Broadway stage.
Nice. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess that the thing about being on, and one of the people who talked said his father worked at Carnegie Hall, and this was his only opportunity to come. And he'd always wanted to be on the stage at Carnegie Hall. He didn't sing. He was a little bit more inhibited than I was. So. What can I tell you? All right, so if you haven't been to Carnegie Hall, and apparently they take tours through, and Carnegie Hall is huge, and they've redone it. It's beautiful. It really is a little jewel box, and the acoustics are wonderful, which it didn't used to be, but it now is wonderful. So if you haven't been to Carnegie Hall, practice, and make sure you go. All right, when we come back, I've got an interesting topic for you to deal with me, or you can give me a call, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.